What is up, guys? Welcome back. I woke up this morning and I was super annoyed on myself because I skipped gym in the morning for like 4 days now. And the reason, to be honest, is sheer laziness, and there's no excuse at all. I was just lazy and I just didn't want to rise up early and hit the gym in the morning. So I gave this a little thought and I realized that over the past few days, my routine is kind of really messed up. It is very inconsistent and there's no regularity at all. That's what I felt. So I would get 8 hours sleep in a day, but then I would sleep at 11 sometimes. I would sleep at 12. I would sleep at 10 sometimes. So it was very irregular. And also sometimes what used to happen was I would have other works to be completed, so that is why it used to get late in the night. And sometimes just as soon as I woke up in the morning, it was just lazy. I just felt like not going to the gym. I felt like not hitting the gym because my body was not into it. Like, it didn't have a proper routine, and I feel that's the exact reason why I didn't feel good to go to gym. So over the past few days, I was feeling this, but before that, when I was regular, that felt really amazing. Like, I love to go to the gym. Like, I woke up and I was eagerly waiting to hit the gym. That's how it used to be. But over the past few days, that's how it has been for me. It's not really that fascinating to go to the gym in the morning because my body just doesn't feel like it. Coming to sleep, all this while I was focusing more on quantity. Like, I should get 7 to 8 hours sleep in order for me to sustain the whole day, like properly, to have a productive day. That's what I needed. That's what I thought. I needed 7 to 8 hours sleep in a day. But I've been learning here and there that regularity and the quality of your sleep is more important than the quantity you have. A few of my friends have been telling about this, and I've been learning here and there on the internet. So that's why I'm sharing this with you all. I'm not a sleep expert. I'm just sharing what I've been learning. So what I thought was, let me give it a try in maintaining a regularity in my sleep schedule first. So that may, help me get in line with the routine. So actually, if you take regularity into consideration, it should be in such a way that you go to sleep at the same time and you wake up at the same time. Since we all have inconsistent schedules a lot, like, you never know, and sometimes I get called to play at 8 in the evening, and like, by the time I go and come back home, it'll be late. And those are the kind of things that I can't even avoid sometimes. And sometimes there are a few other responsibilities here and there. You get some thing to do, or you have some unfinished assignments, things like these. You try your best to stay consistent, but yeah, if you have works to complete, and then you should be able to, sacrifice your sleep a little. So what I thought, let's maintain a regularity at least for waking up properly. No matter if I get like 5 to 6 hours sleep in the day, I'll try to compensate that during the afternoon naps. That's what I thought. So I thought, let me give this a shot. Let me maintain a regularity in my sleep schedule first. Even if I get lesser sleep, I'll try to compensate somehow in the afternoon. I have been rising early for like many days, but staying consistent is the most important part. And that was a challenge for me. Maybe I used to wake up like early a lot of days in a month, but then at the same time, there are so many days in the particular month that I wouldn't be able to wake up early in the morning, right? That is what was a challenge for me, and so I want to take up this challenge where I want to wake up at a particular time every day for the next 66 days. I'll tell you why 66 days. There is one habit installation protocol named the 66 day minimum, which is mentioned in the 5 AM Club. It's an amazing book. So what this 66-day minimum means is that if to install a habit, you need to do it for a period of 66 days. If you do it for a period of 66 days continuously, you will be able to install and automate this habit in your daily life. These 66 days are divided into three parts, consisting of 22 days each. The first stage is called as the destruction, where your old habits get destroyed. Let's say you want to wake up at 5 AM from tomorrow, so the sleeping habit for that particular period of time gets destroyed in these first 22 days. So the second stage is installation, where you slowly start inculcating the new habit into your routine after the old habit that is already there is destroyed. And the last stage is the integration stage. It is the last 22 days of the 66 day minimum. So what happens in these last 22 days is that you slowly build yourself into such a position where the habit gets automated into your routine. For example, brushing your teeth is an automation habit. Taking bath every day is an automation habit. So you've done it for so long that it automatically gets into your routine. So you don't really have to take much effort every day to perform that habit. So that is where you will reach. That is the point you will reach if you continue this habit for 66 days. And that point is called as the atomicity point, where you don't even have to, you know, voluntarily put much effort into, you know, performing the habit. As I said, I might be rising early, but I'm not really so consistent. That's why I thought I'll have to take this up seriously this time and do something about it. That's why I'm ready to take this challenge up, where I sleep at the same time and wake up at the same time for the next 66 days in order to set my sleep schedule right. And that will obviously help me to get in line with my routine. Irrespective of what time I go to bed, I shall be waking up at the same time every day. Let's say, I think I'll decide it at 5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 a.m. in the morning, I'm going to be up every day from tomorrow for the next 66 days, so that it will help me, you know, install that habit, and that will help me in the long run. I'll try to go to bed at the same time as well. Like, I'll try my best to do that as well. But if there are times that I can't help, then probably I'll just compensate the sleep that I don't get in the afternoon. But yeah, waking up at the same time is for sure. The last two times I tried this challenge, I failed actually. So yeah, this time I'm putting it on social media to let people know and create a positive pressure for me. And yes, I think I can make this one this time. So yeah, 66 days from tomorrow, that's September 1st, I shall be waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning, and I'll be posting tweets, I guess, every morning at what time I wake up. So yeah, let's see. I know it's not a very good thing to tweet first thing in the morning, but yeah, I'll just try to write down somewhere, I guess, and keep a record of what time I've woken up every day. Yeah, summing up this challenge: going to bed at 9 or 10 p.m. in the night and waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning. Also, irrespective of what time I go to bed, I shall be waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning for sure. No flexibility in that. This will be continued for 66 days till I automate this habit and put this into my routine. Everything related to my experience and how has this habit helped me, I mean, how has this challenge helped me, and how has it worked for me, which stage has been like really hard to, you know, go through. I'll tell you all of this after my challenge. So probably 2 to 3 months from now, I shall be making another video telling everything about this challenge and how things have worked for me. So stay tuned for that. If anyone of you wants to join this challenge with me, it'll be fun, it'll be really great. So do DM me if anyone is interested. And yeah, like I told, I'll be posting tweets every morning, or it'll be images that I've recorded. I mean, I would have written what time I would have woken up today. So I will share those images on social media or tweet anywhere. So let's see, I'll think of a way for that. Yeah, I think I can pull this one off. So let's go. Stay safe, take care, and thank you so much for watching. Please do like, share, and subscribe. And I'll see you in the next one.